this one is supposed to put on to the beged, which this is going to pass. We discussed with the specifically the beged last time. Okay, we discussed cotton, we discussed wool, we discussed synthetic materials. Moving on now to see beis putting on different types of citrus tree onto different types of beged. Now midoraisa. Midoraisa, since once again we discussed the smichas, the parshias between tzaru pishtim, meaning shatness, and the parsha of sitzes gedurim tatzelecha. So Chazal learned out from over here, they darshan out that really sitzes is allowed to be worn with kilayim. You're allowed to have shatness because it has to be, because if you're allowed to have a beged of pishtim, which is black, you're allowed to have a beged of pishtim. So then therefore the problem is that when the time of tchelet has to be made with tzemer. So if you're going to tie tchelet onto a pishtim beged, it's going to intrinsically be kilayim. And therefore we see, since the because of partials, you're allowed to have tzitzis that are going to make of kilayim. However, obviously that's back in the day when they had tchelet. So they had tchelet, so you were allowed to go ahead and wear kilayim. You're allowed to put tzemer on a pishtim beged. You're allowed to put the strings of tzemer on a pishtim beged, and you'll see the chobas. Let's see this now inside. So first of all, we start with tzitzis shel pishtim o shel tzemer rechelim potrin b'chol minei b'chol. So if you have strings either of tzemer or of pishtim, okay, you have tzemer or pishtim strings, they're going to pater any type of beged, even non-wool or non-tzemer or pishtim beged. Even if you're going to have cotton beged and you put tzemer or pishtim strings on it, you are going to be yotzei ide chol. That's a good thing, because on all your cotton begadim of tzitzis, you have woolen strings. And that is, even woolen strings pater a cotton beged. Wool and linen will work for all types of begadim. That's what we learn over here, since that is really the ikar thing that's mentioned in the pasuk. Chutz mishal pishtim letzemer or shal tzemer lepishtim, except you're not allowed to put wool on linen beged or linen on a wool beged. We are not allowed to go ahead and put on the beged. I mean, they shame kilayim, because then it would be kilayim. That is, as I just mentioned before, midoraisa, really, it should have been okay. However, nowadays, since we don't have tchelas, you're not allowed to do it. It happens to me, we'll see later on, that even bizmana tchelas, there was another gzera that they didn't even allow it then. But that was only gzera the rabbanim. Midoraisa was okay for sure. Nowadays, you're not allowed to do it because it's going to be a problem of kilayim. Says the Mishnah Brura, Sikat Mvei, Vav. Vavach Kotam. Came in the age post gemachmirim b'zeshel lolasos afilu tzetzes shel tzemer l'shar minin kevin she'ino mino. There are those post gemar machmir not to use tzetzes of tzemer to other minim, since it's not the same min kevor beis yosef. Okay, I'll lay back work. I'll tell us the tzemer v'tzitzit tzemer. The back holds the postkim that hold you're not allowed to put woolen strings on other types of gadim, the hainu cotton, and therefore you should only wear a woolen beged with woolen strings. That's the back of the back. So there will be another reason why to go ahead and wear a woolen beged because of this bach. However, we do not paskin like this bach. The Mishnah Brura says, "Ha'olam noagin lasa tzitzit shel tzemer l'shar minin." The minig ha'olam is to follow the psak of the Shulchan Aruch over here, and we allow to put woolen strings on other begadim. We say, "Ve'eli rabu gagi katzis shilahakov zeh v'chein mashma b'sefer ma'isiram." So that is the psak over here, the Mishnah Brura, that 100% could go ahead and be makel to put on woolen strings on a cotton beged. Okay, so that's right over here. Now, says the Ramah over here, v'yeshomim shelo lasot tzitzis shel pishtim klal afil b'sharmin. So that we talk about, you use woolen strings. However, to use linen strings, even on other types of begadim that are not wool, there we hold it not to go ahead and do it. V'achinog, and that is the minhag. Why not? Why can't you use linen strings? Why can't you use linen strings? So says the Mishnah Brura over here, afil b'sharmin tatam. Because there are some types of wool that looks like that it's not wool. You think it's not wool, you think it's another type of material. And therefore, we have vola hatzibot tzitzis shel pishtim. So we're worried, if we allow you to use linen strings, you're going to put the linen strings on this type of beggar that looks like it's not woolen, but it's really woolen, and therefore you're going to be over the problem of shat. You're going to be over kilayim. Therefore, we do not use linen strings at all. So that's a gzera against linen strings. We'll see later on in our simon that linen begadim we don't want to use either for a separate reason, but that's in terms of linen strings. Just a lot about a little bit, take 2 minutes to talk since over here, it's part over here in Moreno Rabbeinu of Nevitzal, the Inin of Tchelet Bezvanazet. You see over here, obviously, the sign of the Machaber, there was no even Havmina that they had anything that was called Tchelet Bezvanazet, like Tchelet was just a Metzias until, I don't know, pretty recently, I don't know, but they started with the Rezin or Tchelet I believe historically is the first one. Okay, now it's proven that it's not really the right tcheles. Okay, and they came out with now the newer tcheles. And there's obviously Dana Magdolia Zohar whether this is something that one should be choshish for, that it is tcheles. Rav Leibowitz does a very beautiful job in his sefer on Tzitzis and Tefillin v'chulei v'chulei. He has, I believe, two different prakim talking about tcheles that start him to say yes, that start him to say yeah. He brings down all the different shitas over here. I'm just going to bring over here what Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal says over here. Says Moreno Rabbeinu tcheles. He says Gedolei Hador danu b'kach. The Gedolei Hador are done whether tcheles there is. One should be choshish that tcheles is not as considered tcheles. Umaran avo yashem shlitzar. Sover she'ein raya maseket shezot shekarn at tcheles is tcheles. There's no strong enough raya that you would say that the tcheles not as then is considered tcheles. There's all reasons why Rabbi Yashar brings out many reasons why halachically why you're allowed to be choshish that it is tcheles. And Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Neventhal brings out also, this is also mentioned in Rav Leibowitz sefer. Rav says laniya saiti afilu inin yodina is a gavana nachlu mechabsin. There's a machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam what tcheles even looks like. Okay, is it a darker blue or is it a very light blue? Very very dark blue or very very light blue? So the machlokas even in the Rishon, what in the world we're looking for? We don't even know what we're looking for. Says Rav Neventhal. Lachin ein leilech ima kara yom tcheles. Rav Neventhal holds that one should not go with tcheles. Not that he does not have to. One should not go with tcheles. This is clearly Rav Neventhal's opinion. He's even told someone in this base medrash who was wearing tcheles to take them off. Okay, he asked him, he said to take them off. Okay, not just, he holds very strongly that one should not do it. And anyway, he just read the pasuk in the Torah that you're supposed to have to go after Gedolei Hador, even if they say Yamin is small as Yamin. Okay, Ruba, the Gedolei Hador holds not to wear tcheles. There are some Gedolei Hador who also wear tcheles, as Avner Chemigolberg or Shechter, and others do wear tcheles. However, Ruba, the Gedolei Yisrael holds that one should not be wearing tcheles, for sure in our Beis Medrash, for sure one should not. Neventhal, Rosh Yeshiva, Rosh Kolar, or Kass, all hold that one does not wear tcheles. Maybe these are just some of the things, the other things that are mentioned. I don't know if they quote the Beis Halevi, that says once the Masorah was lost for tcheles, then even if we do discover it, even if we know it's for sure, it doesn't matter, once it's lost until you must be Mashiach, we would not wear tcheles again. Okay, is that really what the Beis Halevi meant? It's not what the Beis Halevi meant, okay? But there is different shitas. There's a lot of different opinions why one would not go with tcheles, even if they think that maybe it is the true tcheles. Okay, however, Rav Gedolei Yisrael, once again, do not go with tcheles. Tzitzis shall shar minim, if you have tzitzis of any other type of material, meaning not samru pishtin, let's say you have cotton string. Ein potrin elabaninim. It would only pater if the begit is of the same material, meaning cotton strings will only pater a cotton begit. Silk strings will only pater a silk begit. Cotton strings will not work for wool. Cotton strings will not work for silk. V'chulei would only pater its own. K'gon meshi l'begit meshi, l'tzemer geffen, aval shelo b'minan ein poaching. But if it's not the right name, it's not the same material, it will not pater. That means only tzemeru pishtan pater not only their minim, pater the other minim also. However, other minim only pater their own minim, not pater other minim. Now you want to play both sides. You want to have the cotton begad, and you'll put half the strings wool, and half the strings cotton. So maybe that should work, because wool works, and cotton works for a cotton begad. Okay, however, there are two different limudim altogether why you could use it. Okay, they learn for two different things. So that's the shiloh over there. Is it worth or not? He says, usually suffix, but we have a suffix whether that's going to work or not. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, and it's cutting your dalid. Ki enkan min knaf. It's not min. One thing is min knaf, the same min of your tzitzit you could have as a string. That's why you know cotton strings work for a cotton begad. So you don't really have min knaf because you have wool on the cotton begad. Vigam gedilim ta'aselecha. Okay, we learn from gedilim ta'aselecha. That's how we know that from the smichos of parsha of gedilim ta'aselecha and the parsha of shatnis. Therefore, we learn that several pishtim work for all begadim. You don't really have that because you have cotton strings on it. So you have neither. You don't really have gedil taselecha, and you don't really have min knaf. That's the subject over here. At the end of the day, Mr. Brook quotes the Malbim saying, "My embarrass Chaim Shekatov dimosa shnei chutim imenu v'shnu mimino u'shnu chutim mitzemer shapir dami." If you have exactly two and two, meaning all strings, we have eight strings, but it's really only four strings. It's four strings that are put through the hole, and then they turn into 8 strings. So you have 2, which turn into 4 of cotton, and 2 that turn into 4 of wool. Then they, the Malvin Paskins, the Kula, and it sounds like the Mishtavura says, say one to a Kalayimus, Ayin Sham Mil. So the Tana obviously is that such a Lamaisa thing. Now, moving on to CJ, which is a very Lamaisa Shiloh, especially for those who are in the army. You've seen the people in the army, they have those dark green tzitzis. The shiloh, though, is now, if you have a concept of the min knap, you have, you're supposed to put on the type of material that your baguette is. What about the color of the strings? What color strings go on a colored baguette? Okay? That's the mechaber over here. Yesh omrim shetzach lasos hatzitzis mitzema talus. You have to make the tzitzis. Whatever the color of the talus is, that's the color of the tzitzis. V'amidaktikim nagimi. Sounds like that's the correct thing to do. The midaktikim should go ahead. It doesn't sound like you're not yosi if you put on white tzitzis. But you would, the correct thing to do would be to put on green tzitzis strings on the baguette. Okay, I don't know, I've seen the green begotten, I've never seen anyone with green. You've seen green, the Sfarnim would wear green, one guy wearing green tzitzis strings, l'chore he's fouling the sack of the machaber. However, the Ramah disagrees. The Ramah says, Ashkenazim, ain't noagin lasos the tzitzis rak levonim, af the begotten tzvulim, v'ein l'shan is the minag in Ashkenaz, is to put on white strings even on a green baguette or any other color baguette. You have I don't know what they do with the tie-dye begotten. Okay, they have tie-dye, I guess you need tie-dye tzitzis strings, okay? That l'chore machaber, I guess you tie-dye. The seal of ash, the mouse, the black line, the black stripes, on our tzitzis, that means you have to black stripes. No, he goes after the ikker part of the baguette. Okay, a tie-dye baguette, it doesn't have an ikker part, it's all the colors. But an ikker baguette is white, even if you have some black lines, and you would only need white tzitzis. And the bottom line is, the machlokas in the mechaber holds, sounds like you put on green tzitzis strings on the green begotten, then the ramah would all you put on white. So now the Mishnah Berurah, similarly to what you saw before, by the machlokas, between whether you need dafka, only a woolen baguette, or you could be the right to the cotton baguette, we saw the Mishnah Berurah was machmer for the sheet of the mechaber. So the sheet also says the same thing over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah over here, mikol makom sifkatan tzad zayin, mikol makom ruhi la medaktek lasos dafka gal knavaz adat hal katan lavan, medaktek should wear dafka, only a white talus or a white tzitzis. Why? Then you get out of the whole machlokas, because everyone's going to agree you put on white tzitzis strings on a white baguette. Today she yotzi, they are called, she has a tzitzis, levonimson. When you wear white tzitzis strings, you yotzi both the shita of the mechaber and the ramah. That would be a better thing to do over here, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, obviously, someone's in the army, and the army requires you cannot wear a white baguette. I don't know, is that required? And it's a chiv, you cannot wear a white, so therefore, now you have the deal. Asfari lechora should have green tzitzis strings, and the Ashkenazi should put on white tzitzis strings. But if you have the option, you should always go with the white, not the tie-dyed. You should go with the white tzitzis in order to get out of the machlokas over here between the mechaber and the ramah. Vav. Yesh omrim she'ein lasos talus shel pisht. We saw before, right, the ramah told us in tzivez that this exero, we do not use pishtan tzitzis strings. Now we are talking about not using a linen baguette. Okay, yesh omrim she'ein lasos talus shel pishtan. Apple pishein alachakin. Even though that's not really the halacha, Yerushimayim Yotzes Kulam Yerushim. Now where the Mechaber himself is talking about the Yerushimayim. We have 2 days over here. It says Yerushimayim Yotzes Kulam. Both the talus shall tell me Rechemim. You should use the talus only of woolen. Like we saw before, the Shittas Mechaber is you can only use Temer or Pishtim. So now if we give a Gzer against Pishtim, you're only left with wool. So therefore he says, don't use the talus shall tell me Rechemim. Shul Chayiv B'tzitzes Minatoah. Believe Pikpuk. According to that, a wool baguette is Chayiv Minatoah. Believe Pikpuk. There's no opinions against that. Therefore that is the best baguette to use. What's the problem with using a pishtan baguette? Says the Mishnah Berurah here, Yisikot and Yadayin, the Gazru Chazal, because Chazal made a gezer mishum to add the yet. Mukhlach lasos bo tzitzit shel pishtan. Because if you have a pishtan baguette, you're going to have pishtan strings. V'yesh lochosh, and we have a worry, if you have pishtan, you have shem yasek bo gan kei tchiz, we're afraid a person's going to put on tchilis also. V'avi iser kilayim shi tchasa bo balayla. And we're worried about, according to the mandomer, that tzitzit is laila, is lazman tzitzit, so even though midaraisa you're allowed to have temru pishtim yasa on your baguette of tzitzit like we saw at the beginning, because midaraisa, we learned the svichas of parashas that that's allowed. However, that's only when you're chayiv in tzitzit. And since at nighttime there are opinions that hold, you're not really chayiv in tzitzis. We'll get to that later on in Hilchot Tzitzis. So therefore, according to that opinion, while you're wearing the Temru Pishtim strings on your Pishtan Beged, you're going to be over the problem of shatness. Okay, so therefore nowadays we don't have tcheles. According to this opinion, the gzera is not mevutal. Like we saw in the Machaber says, we're not really paskin like the shita that we have to worry about this even nowadays. However, he says the Yerei Shemayim should be machmer not to use a linen bag, and that's probably why you don't see any linen taluses or linen tzitzis because of this thing. My Rav Tosk Mitzurah says the shita of the Iker gzera lo yirachshol yitilabo tzichilas kadesh lo yivol yitiklaim avolo achutei pishnim v'chulei v'chulei. Okay, so at the end of the day, that's what's going on over here. But the bottom line is, tzitzis of pishtan we have a problem with, and a bag of the pishtan we have a problem with. Nevertheless, says the Ramo, we are mute. If the only thing you have available is a bag of the pishtan that has four corners, most of she has a talashal pishtan, vitzitzushal pishtan, mishis vatzal mitzvah. This is better to have a talashal pishtan and tzitzushal pishtan and not see mivatzal from the mitzvah tzitzis. Once again, we go out of our way to mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis. We don't say that's a mitzvah kiyumis and not mechuyim to do it. Okay, old high school tainas that people have. Okay, we see over here the Ramah. Even in a case we have something that's problematic halachically, we still go out of our way to make sure that we have a pair of tzitzis, even if the bagot is not lichatchila and the tzitzis are not lichatchila. Ad kan for today.